Okay, we continue with the Tochacha of Hosea, Perek Hey, and we get into more discussions that he's talking to his people way before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, a long time before, but he's already talking about destruction, and we can imagine how far-fetched it sounds to the Malchei Yisrael, the followers of Yeravam, and those who are up north. You're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to destroy our land, you know what, it's totally foreign. But this is what Hosea ben Be'eri are telling them many years before, and they need to listen, which we didn't listen at that time. So he blames the leaders, he blames the people, and as we'll see, he tells them that there's going to be a time when, Rachman al-Islam, at the end of this perek, there's going to be a sila kashchina, which is going to lead to the destruction. Shimu zos ha-kohanim, starts off Hosea. Listen, kohanim, v'hakshivu beis Yisrael. Listen, the kohanim and the beis Yisrael. Most of the Farshim say those are talking about the leaders. That's the first ones that he blames. U'beis ha-melech ha-azinu, different lishonos of hakshivu, ha-azinu, and shimu. Three different words that mean to hear. Ki lochem ha-mishpat. You have the mishpat. You are the ones that are supposed to be the role models, says the Radak, and you are exactly the opposite. Ki heim roim sha'atem osim ma'asim ra'im balomdim mikem. They see what you do, and they learn from you. The Gemara sometimes says, Adam Chashev Shiny. Why? Because people learn from an Adam Chashev. And if an Adam Chashev doesn't do something properly, then people are going to follow that and maybe do even less. So the Gemara says that Adam Chashev has to be even higher. So here says the Radak. The Hosea is saying that you people learn from you. You're like the trap that you trap animals with. And that's what the pasuk continues by saying, "Ki pach hayitem la mitzvah, you were a pach in mitzvah, v'reshes prusa al tavor, and like a net on tavor, you caught the people, you set up set them up by doing avodah zara, and they copied you. Mitzvah and tavor, a tour of the higher mountains." Rashi says, quoting Chazal, these were the two mountains where Yeravam and Nevat put guards to make sure that people did not go down south to be Olah Regel to Yerushalayim. He put up these guards, and that's what it says. These were the traps. The traps were on these mountains because they were very, they were able to look out, and that's what Rashi says. Al shnei harim alalu hoshivu pardisos lishmar shel yalu regel yalu yisrael regel lebeis hamikdash. And that's what he says. But now he says v'shachta seitim hemiku vanimusa lekulam. Difficult pasuk to translate. What does pasuk bay means? So most of the mafarshim say as follows: v'shachatu, those who from the word read the whole phrase. V'shachatu seitim hemiku. Shachatu is from lashon of shchita, as the Masudat Sion says. Seitim, those that turn hemiku, you deepened and made worse even their avera. And what does that mean? Says the Mitzvah's David, we'll read it from here. Ritzon Lomar, Ha'am asatim midarkei Hashem, the Am that was already turning, hemiku hara lishchot karbanos lavodas kochavim, by shechting. You led them away, or you led them away, and that caused them even to shech to avodah zara. Ki amalachim manum levan milalechas lebeis hamikdash. Step one was not letting them go to the Beis Hamikdash. But if I want to serve in some way and don't go to the Beis Hamikdash, so what am I going to serve? V'heim barua b'chirasam osifu harua lizbach la'avodas kochavim. V'lachein azmin ani musar yisurim l'kulam l'mach yisrael. I'm going to bring upon them yisurim, because you caused them to even do even worse. The Radak notes that the second half of the pasuk maybe is saying something different. Not just yisurim, but you caused them to deepen their sin, va'ani musar lekulam. And I was, don't say that there was nobody teaching them. I was giving them tochacha, ani musar lekulam. I was giving them musar, but they didn't listen. Radak says, yom yom ani miyaser osam, v'lo yishmuli, and they didn't listen to, me. Actually, the Rambam writes in Ilchos Shuvah, the Rambam has the whole list of 24 items, 24 behaviors that prevent the person from doing tshuva. Arba, esrim arba dvarim, hama'akvan es a tshuva, the Rambam has in the fourth parak. Arba mehem, avon gadol, four of them are terrible sins, v'ho'useu echad yarbatan, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik b'yadol asot tshuva, fi godol cheto. If somebody does one of these four sins, then Hashem makes sure you don't do tshuva. If you're machti es harabim, hamata chavir midirach tovel derach ra, mesis u'mediach, if you see somebody who you can help and you don't, or ha'omer echtev ashuv, all of those. But in the next list, the Rambam says there are five things that are noel darke hatshuva. It closes off the derech hatshuva in front of those who are trying to change them. Number one, porish b'natzibur. Why? Because when everybody else is doing tshuva, you're not. Cholek al divrei chachamim. Malig al hamitzvos. You make fun and you scoff at mitzvos. Mivaza rabosav. And number five in this group, which is the one worth focusing on, sone esa tochachos. You hate tochacha. You hate being told criticism and that I'm doing something wrong. That's what Hoshea says here. And he moves on the kulam. I've been telling you. Don't say that nobody's told you. The Rambam says, sone esa tochachos is one of the menios for tshuva. Why? Shari lohi niachlo derech ha-tshuva. Shatochachas goremes la-tshuva. Shibizban shemodiyan lo la-adam chata'av. When somebody tells me what I did wrong, umachlimen oso choser b'tshuva. And then I'll do tshuva. And that's what he quotes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Mamre me'yisim. V'lanaz Hashem alachem leif. Am nava v'lo chacham. V'chein yishayo ochiyaches Yisrael. In the first parak. Yadah ashar koneyu. V'chulu, v'chein tzivoa ke lochiach lechatoim. And Hashem told people, v'chein kol ha-Nevi'im, hochiach li-Yisrael ha-shechazir b'tshuva. All the Nevi'im, including Hoshea. So, and that's why you always have to have people who give Musar. V'zeshe soneas ha-tochachos, eino balo mochiach, v'lo shomea dvarav lefichach, yamod b'chatosav shein be'inav tovim. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. And that's why the Rambam says, you're not going to do tshuva. And that's what Hoshea is saying here. Ani musal kulam, I tried. I gave you Musar, but you didn't listen. Rashi here quotes Chazal, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Beis, that by this pasuk of Shachata Satim Hemiku, by shechting here, you led them astray, that you, says Hoshea, in the name of Hashem, you did worse than me. Why, Rashi? Ani amarti kol sheino ola b'leregel over asei. If you don't go up to be ola regel, that's a bitul asei. The Heim Gazra ola regel, yeah, right. They said whoever goes to Yerushalayim will get killed. It's even more chamer than me. Hamiku Yosef Yemeni, that's the Hamiku, right? We know that not there's no los ase of not being all the regel, but there is just a and I say it. If you don't do it, you blow your chance. Right? That's the Mishnah in Chagiga. But rather, the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Chagiga. Over haregel below chug, ainu chayabach reyusof. You missed it. You missed it. V'alzen avalzev achayosef below nomar muvas lo yuchal liskon. You didn't do it, you didn't do it. There's no los say that's involved, but that's also alluded to in this he'emiku word. Ani adati Ephraim v'Yisrael o'nichachan mimeni. I know Ephraim and Yisrael, there's nothing hidden. Ki ata his nesa Ephraim. You have been zoneh, you have gone away Ephraim. Nitma Yisrael, you have become tameh Yisrael. So Hashem says there's nothing private here, there's nothing hidden here. Rashi quotes here that Ad Hoshea ben Ewa, until Hoshea, until this Navi came along, so they could say they were Ba'ones, they could say they could be tolled on the leaders. Are you tolled on HaKal Kalash ben Malcheim? Why? Because there were these Pardesios, they were guards that didn't let them go to Yerushalayim. And therefore they had to do it, and that misled them. Amadzeh, but what did Hoshea do? Hoshea was Mevatel, the Pardesios. Amadzeh bito Pardesios, follow Alu. Right, we know this is one of the six events that happened on Tu B'Av, why we celebrate. The Gemara at the end of Tainus, and the Gemara also earlier in Mesechas Baba Basra, two places in Shas, where these six things come up, Baba Basra Kuf Chafral of Tainus Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, what's so happy about Tu B'Av? The Gemara says, Lo hayu yomim tovim liYisrael, kechamisha asar b'av v'chiyom ha-kippurim. Those are the happiest days. So Yom Kippur I know, so Yom Slicha Mechila, what about Tu B'Av? So the Gemara gives six suggestions. What happened on Tu B'Av? It was a day that all the Shvatim were allowed to intermarry amongst each other. It was a day they allowed Binyamin back. The day that the Mesei Midbar stopped dying. But number four, Ula Amar Yom She Bitel Hoshea Ben Ela Perdisios Shehoshiv Yerava Menavat Aladrachim Shlo Yalul Yisrael Aregel. It was the day that the Perdisios, these guards, were removed. And therefore, they were able to be all the regel. What was the problem? What does Hashem say in this pasuk? Ata is Nesa Ephraim Nitva Yisrael. Even though you didn't have the excuse, you still did it. You can't say, oh, I'm ba'ones, I shouldn't be faulted, unless you wouldn't do it without the ones. Who says this? The Beis HaLevi. In Parsha Shmos, when the quote, it's also quoted in the Beis HaLevi Haggadah, the pasuk says, Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim. Hashem saw b'nei Yisrael, and he knew them. What does that mean? He knew them. L'choreinu muvan, asked the Beis HaLevi. Kavana shal sima pasek vayeda kel. So explains the Beis HaLevi that the Medrash tells us in the Yalkut that the Sar Shal Mitzrayim was Bekatrik on Bnei Yisrael and said, they're also of the Avodah Zarah. So why are only my people getting destroyed? Ubalo atshuva halalo avdu mitoch shibud umitoch tirif hadas shema tadon al ashoge kebezev alonis karatzon. What's the answer? V'hinei tainis ones lo shayech rakecha di'im lo haya ha'ones lo ya'osa oso davar. The only time you have a tain of ones is without the ones you wouldn't do it. V'ha'ones hevio la'asos. Oz nechshav kilu lo asa'a. Then it's kilu you didn't do it. Aval hecha degamim lo haya ones haya oseyu. But even without the ones you wouldn't do it?
then that's not called an ones. And he quotes that from the Hafla'a. The Hafla'a says in Chesubis that somebody is anus, they can't make aliyah, because they're anus, it's this, it's that. So then what happens if the ones is removed? You only get the excuse of, you know, I'm anus, I can't do this, I can't do that, says the Hafla'a, I can't make aliyah because of these four reasons. And what if those four reasons didn't exist? Then you would make aliyah, or there will be another four reasons. Send that flaw. You only get the credit of Tainus Ones if you wouldn't do it without the Ones. Even Halacha Lamaisa, the Shmir Shabbos quotes this in his discussion of Refuah. If there's a Shomer Shabbos doctor, and that has to do call on Shabbos, is it better to get the not religious doctor? So instead of playing golf, he's at least in the hospital. Or no, he should do it. So says the Shmir Shabbos based on this Beis Halevi. The Shomer Shabbos doctor should do it because he's doing it l'shem shamayim, and without this ones of biguach nefesh, he wouldn't do it. That's why this is not called being mechal Shabbos. But if somebody would be mechal Shabbos anyway, so then maybe it wouldn't be called ones if he would do it anyway. But that's similar to right here the Rashi and the Chazal that say Hashem says it used to be the leaders, but now that the guards are moved, I see the whole nation, Nitba Yisrael. Lo yitnu ma'alehem lashuv el Eloheim. They can't leave their terrible actions to come back to Hashem. Ki ruach znunim bekirbam. It's inside of them. It's so ingrained in them. That's Hashem lo yado. And this is already hundreds of years before the Chorban. Va'anagon Yisrael b'fanav. The Gaon Yisrael, the glory of Yisrael will be crushed b'fanav. In front of it, meaning even before they go into Galus, they'll see their own downfall. Yisrael and Ephraim, Yikashlu ba'avonam. Yisrael and Ephraim will be stumble in their sin. Kashal gam Yehuda imam. Even Yehuda, as he's alluding to now, not only will it be the northern kingdom, but even the southern kingdom. They're in the Beis HaMikdash. Still, they will be affected. Says the Radak, Afilu Yehuda shebechelko Beis HaMikdash. Azav avodas Hashem yisbarach lavor lohim achirim. Again, avodas zara, which every time we talk about it, it's hard for us to imagine, but it was a taifa. And there'll come a time that they'll bring their animals to go seek out Hashem. There'll be a little tshuva movement, so they won't find him. Because he has already left. What is that referring to? The Radak says, the days of Yoshiyahu, when there was a tremendous tshuva movement. Rashi, Shebi'aruah ha'akum, v'shavu l'avodas Hashem, v'yasu Pesach, as the Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, in Perachav Gimel, lo nasek ha'pesach hazeh, it was unbelievable, the days of Yoshio. Right, and they thought he was going to bring it back, and everything was going to be good. But then at the end, he didn't listen to the Navi, and he went to war when he wasn't supposed to. But there's even one of the kinos talks about that. The Jews weren't perfect. They hid Avodah Zarah. Remember, behind the walls. So when the door opened, the Avodah Zarah wasn't seen because it was behind the door. But, you know, there was going to come a time when they were going to do a little better. But they won't find Hashem. The Radak says, Kikfar Nigzar Gzera. The Gzera was already Nigzar. What do you mean already Nigzar? What, Yirmiyahu was years later. Yishayo was afterwards. What, it was already Nigzar? Unless they did a complete tshuva. It was already Nigzar, and that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough to stem the tide, even in the days of Yoshio. Bashem bagadu pasuk zayin, they have treasons against Hashem. Kibanim zarim yaladu, because they have bore strange children. What does that mean? They have bore strange children. So the pashtus is Rov Rishonim, Rashi, Radak, and others. It means they intermarried. If they intermarried, those children are strange. If they marry a non-Jewish woman, so then quotes marry, so then the kids aren't Jewish, right? That banim zarim yuladu. But the Radak also quotes a second pshat that it means they followed in the ways of the Goyim. V'yesh lafarish ki banim zarim yuladu shahalku b'chukosa akum. V'chein aman, he quotes from Targum Yonasan, ubini musei amamaya ozlin. They went in the ways of the Goyim, and that's an Isser d'Araisa. Besides being substantive, definitional Isser, it's one of the losas says, Mitzvah Reis Samach Beis in the Chesef HaChinuch, the last mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, Shelo Loeches B'chukos V'Emori V'chein B'chukos HaGoyim, any of them, B'hu Adin L'chol Shara HaGoyim, Ki Ha'ini V'Bnei Sheim Sarim Me'acharei Hashem V'Ovdin Avodah Zarah. Right, they take a Jew away. V'inyan mitzvah shlo nisayik b'kohem b'malbusheinu v'inyanenu. All of our things that we're involved in, our entertainment, kagon tirtaraos v'karkasos, the circuses, the theaters, esteros kol eloi mine schok sheosin b'kibutzein k'shemis kapsin lasos shigonos v'znus v'avodes alilim. Terrible things. They get together and they have sinful orgies, and that's chukos ha'akam. Again, that's the most extreme. But we know there are many halachas that have to do with chukos ha'akum in terms of celebrating certain days of the year, in terms of dress, in terms of music, in terms of haircuts, in terms of a lot of things. Reb Moshe was even asked, writes in a tshuva, in Yoredeya, in Chelek Aleph, he was asked, what about wearing a suit? Is a suit chukos ha'akum? Is that chukos ha'akum? Reb Moshe was asked this in 1953. Tov Shin Yud Gimel. So he goes through the whole sugya, the Maharik, and the Ramah. And he quotes, there are many Rishonim that say that if it's not connected to Avodah Zarah, there's no issue. And says Reb Moshe, if it's logical, and it's not connected to Avodah Zarah. And who says, writes Reb Moshe, that it's a non-Jewish custom. When people came to the New World, they started wearing suits. Jew and non-Jew alike started wearing the suits. So why do you call it a non-Jewish custom? He says, Mi omer she'im ma'bushei nachrim, v'yisraelim lovshim b'kan b'ma'busheyem, u'madolo nomar she'mitchila ga'hem gam b'ma'bushei Yisrael, t'lo nikva klam mitchila la'nachrim, y'acharka gam li'yisraelim, t'bichila nasu gam li'yisraelim. And therefore, says Reb Moshe, it doesn't have any shemetz of soul. He says, any begadim that are priests is mamish, then obviously it's a problem. It's not only of chukas akum, it could be other types of priests as well. But again, there's so many discussions in chukas ha'akum, Thanksgiving issue, celebrating Thanksgiving in America, discussion of a doctor wearing a white coat, which the Ramban matters, certain haircuts, where the Gemara says in Baba Kama, certain haircuts are okay if you're Karv L'Malchus. Beis Yosef discusses, how is it possible if it's an Issa D'Oraisa? Okay, big discussion of that, but that's what the Radak says is being referred to here. Another level of interpretation of Barnum Zarim Yuladu. Ata, finishing the Pasuk now, Pasuk Zayin, Yochleim Chodesh Eschalkeim. The month will eat their chelek. What does that mean? Rashi, Chodesh Av. Chodesh Av will eat their chelek. Radak says, Tammuz and Av. Pashtus might just mean that they'll be gone so quickly, even in a month. In a month, the whole thing will be destroyed. The Malbim suggests that maybe this Chodesh is referring to a story that we had back in Malachim. We know the end of towards the end of Malachi Yisrael, we had Shalom. The king Shalom wiped everybody out. He assassinated all the people in front of him, and he only ruled for 1 month. Malachim Beis Perek Tezvav says Malach Zechariah ben Yeravam al Yisrael. The Yatzar Rabbeinu Hashem, the Yikshar Alav Shalom ben Yavesh vayakeu kavel am vayimiseu vayimloch tachtov. And how long did he rule on? Rule four, Shalom and Yavish Malach Bishash Loshim Vatesha Shana Luziya Belch Yehuda Vayimloch Yerach Yamim Bishomron. So it suggests the Radha, the Malbim, maybe that's what's being referred to here by Chodesh, that's being prophesized. Tiku Shofar Bagiva Chatzotra Barama, says Hosea, blow the shofar in the Chatzotras in Ramah. That's the warning that the enemy is coming. Hariu Beis Avin Acharecha Binyamin. All of these places where Avodah Zarah was done. Acharecha, they're after you, Binyamin. Right? After you, after the northern kingdoms, they're going to come to Binyamin. Ephraim L'shamati Yebiyom Tochecha. Ephraim will be desolate on the day of Hashem giving Tochecha. B'shifte Yisrael, amongst the Shvatim of Israel, Hodati Ne'mana, I have let them know the truth. What does that mean? Hodati Ne'mana, the Radak says, maybe it's referring back to the Midbar days, where Hashem says, B'chukos etelechu, don't tell me you didn't know. I told you then. But Rashi quotes a Chazal that says maybe there's a deeper meaning here, where it starts off with Ephraim and Shiftei Yisrael, that maybe when the 10 tribes were exiled, they complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What, our brethren a little further south are any better? They're also over to Avodah Zarah. Atam Motzei, Kishakal Oaz Erez HaShvatim, Logal Yehuda Binyamin. Vayuaz Erez HaShvatim Omrim, Bepnei Shehem Bnei Platin Shalolo Higlo Sam. Well, because they're in your Beis HaMikdash, you're showing them favoritism? So the answer could have been yes, because they're in my house, and you deserted my house. But Hashem says, Chas v'shalom, there's no masupanim, but right when they get their fill of sin, so then you'll see they're going to go into Golas also, and that's what happens here, Hodati Ne'mana. Hashem's going to let them know by the actions that he takes, and by what happens to the rest of Bnei Yisrael, showing that everybody's their due. Hayu Sarei Yehuda kemasigei gvul. The Sarei Yehuda were masigei gvul. What does that mean? Rashi points out, or the Radak points out, it's kemasigei gvul. Not actual, so maybe they steal, they do Asagas Gvul, they move the borders. Rashi says that maybe it means that they were Kofetz Gvul to copy and to take behaviors from their northern brethren, from the Malchei Yisrael, which is terrible. Rav Sadia Gaon says they just went over the border of Averis, right? They went, says Rav Sadia Gaon in the Radak, Gvul HaMitzvos HaYusara Yehuda. They went past. So because of that, Alehem Eshpo Kamayim Evarsi, I'm going to pour my wrath on them like water. Ashuk Ephraim Ritzutz Mishpat. Ephraim will be destroyed and plundered, and because they plundered judgment. Ki hoel halach acharei tzav. They went after tzav. What's Tzav? The Gemara says maybe Tzav is a reference to Avodah Zarah. The Radak says Tzav is like from the word mitzvah. They followed the Tzav of Yeravim ben Nevat. The Torah didn't want, the Navi didn't want to say mitzvah because that would give it chashiva. So it just says Tzav, the Tzav of Yeravim. V'yani ka'ashla Ephraim. Now I'm going to be like a moth. Little by little, Ephraim is going to be destroyed. Ukarakov lebeis Yehuda. It's going to be rotting away. V'yar Ephraim is called Yov, Yehuda es Mizaro. They'll see their wounds, and they won't be able to do anything about them. They'll go and try to find help from elsewhere. Right, the Radak mentions all the different stories in Malachim of the kings that went to try to find help elsewhere with Asher, with Mitzrayim, with others, but they realized that they ultimately, that's the wrong address, and they just have to look inside themselves in order to do tshuva. The Malbim says that Cholyo is an internal illness, Mizaro is an external cause, and maybe that's, he references different problems. Was there a civil war? That's more of an internal illness. Was there, were there enemies attacking from outside? But either way, nobody looked at the right source, which was to do tshuva. And what happens, you can't get better if you're not getting to the real disease. I'm going to be like a shachal kakfir. These are all different lashonos of lions. A shachal and a kfir. The Abarbanel says, beforehand it was like rotting and it was a moth, which is little by little. But once they had their chances and they didn't do it, it's going to be quick. Ani etrof ve'elech esav ematzil. Nobody will be able to save. And then we have the last pasuk in the parak, which the Rambam calls a pasuk that is ayom. Elech ashuva el mekomi. Hashem says, I'm going to go back to my place. Ad asher yeshmu, until you admit your sin out my face and do tshuva. Batzar lahem yishach runini. Eventually, it's going to happen. So the parak ends off a little bit, you know, with some hope. But Hashem says, Elich Ashuv El Mukomi. So the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, Hashem doesn't move. Doesn't mean that he went somewhere, right? But in Chelik Aleph, Perachav Gimel, we borrow the lashon of going out and going in to help us understand. The Kimat Shehushal Lahofas Pu'ula Mi Pu'ulo Sav, Hashushalal Is Talkus Osa Pu'ula Shagam Hi, Kvi Ratzon Shiva, Vamar Elich Ashuv El Mukomi, Oyin Silik Ashchina, Asher Oysa Beninu Mi Itanu, Asher Bekvotenu Heder Ashkacha. And what happens when there's Heather Ashkacha, Yufkar V'yeh Kamatara L'chom HaShalul L'Erev L'Kros, V'kamekasha Oyomze. How difficult is this decree? This decree that Hashem is going to be a Siluk HaShechina, like the Gemara described in Rosh Hashanah, Daflam and Aleph, the 10 places that the Shechina went, slowly, slowly, waiting for us to do tshuva. But still, until we admit sin, so it's not going to get better. The Sefer Yikarim writes in Dalet Chavav, this is one of the items that are ma'akev tshuva. The Rambam has his 24, the Yikarim has his. One of them is lack of recognition until I recognize that I'm doing something wrong, which is similar to what the Rambam spoke about, that I didn't want to listen to the tochacha. So Hashem, the last few words, though, say that in their distress, shich yishach runini, there's going to become a time when they're going to search me out, and we daven for that time, as the next parak will come back and continue and say there will be a time that Bnei Yisrael will do tshuva when we get into Perek Vav. Okay, we will stop here.